sky what takes its time. I'll go for any time. I'm okay.
It kind of reminds me like the 50s. Not the 50s. 20s, the pop area era. Wow. All right.
Yeah, so that's Miss Christina Aguilera. That's dedicated to Paul over at Ocean Marketing. Take your time next time. Okay, go ahead.
So we will be talking about that tonight, apparently. I guess I should start from the beginning. It's December 29th, 2011, almost a new year, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And it is Thursday, so that means it is time for our normal show. I'm Snow White. I'm a little off today because I had a marathon session of Dragon Age, and that's where my brain is with my boy Alistair. And yeah, we got married and it was great. Anyway,
I thought you and Ginger were fighting over him.
No,
not Alistair. No,
no, we're fighting over Jason Momoa. Totally different.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. He's
and
mine, by the way.
Speaking of fighting, we have Corey/Gamenatrix up in
there. Why you gotta be speaking of me?
Who is the boss lady around here, so hi.
Why you gotta be speaking of fighting me? Just wrong. You know, you forgot the silent member here.
I'm not even finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, because he's driving me crazy is why.
I know, but I'm not even finished yet. We also have our third part of the final part of the trio, Ginger Rocks. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
we have a silent member listening in who won't be talking, but he's still more than welcome because we missed him terribly. That's right, everyone. Master Blaster is here. He's not talking, but that's okay because we totally missed him and it was so good to hear his voice.
He's gagging in the corner.
Yeah.
He should totally be talking.
Oh, I'm going to have him in the corner and, doing all sorts of fun things.
Oh, can I say a hello to one Miss Sultry Minx Zoe from over at GetToBeAGeek.com. Hi!
Yay!
She's listening and welcome to our lives.
We're so wound up tonight.
Not really. Blaster, stop derailing the show from the
I know, right? I'm reading this chat and I'm like, wow. All right. So yeah, we'll just record that and then we'll sell it and we'll make a killing. It'll be great. We'll all be rich.
I decline to take part in that because I may run for office someday. and there cannot be any pictures.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let you run office. Sorry.
Why?
Why?
Because I like a little. Just because I like a little whips and stuff. You don't have to be good, Blaster. We're just teasing you. We like when you're bad.
No. I think it's more of the whole, you know, off with their heads. I'm going to cut you to the white meat and stuff like that.
Who's cutting who to the white meat?
Man, I've got a list, and it is just growing. Oh.
Okay. You know what?
Ben's gonna get cut. Y'all are just gonna hear, you know, horrible screams in a second, and that's gonna be Ben as Corey is slicing and dicing him.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's gonna be fun. Lots of blood. I didn't do it. Whatever it was, I didn't do it.
Who is introing the topics? What happened to Snow? Did she go away?
I'm here. You guys were chatting. I was going to let you all run off with it. Only if I jump in, I ruin a segue or something. So.
Segue!
There's no second way in. We're not professional here. You second way us.
Okay. So, hey, Corey, do you have any topics?
No, do you have any topics?
Well, I thought we were talking about the dude man who fucked with Penny Arcade.
We can talk about that. That dude man's name would be Paul Christoforo. And if this is his picture over in Game Politics, he looks like a douchebag. Like, literally, you could put a douchebag right next to his face, and yeah, that'd be him.
Oh. Does anybody actually know what a douchebag is anymore? Because, you know, those technically
don't
exist.
Yeah, I worked in a pharmacy. Water bottles.
Yeah, they do now, but for those of you who don't know, let me tell you how epic it is to call somebody a douchebag. You know, guys, if you're squeamish about the girl body parts, just walk away. But to clean out the girl goodies, once upon a time, there used to be a bag, and the women would fill it with water and vinegar, and it had a long tube, and they would insert the tube and squeeze the bag.
And that's gross.
that's exactly why I want to. When Ginger says douchebag, now you get how disgusting that is. I should have walked away. You should have walked away.
So next
time you call somebody a douchebag, you need to know exactly what it is that you're saying. So, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It is disgusting.
Oh, and Sultry Meek Zoe is in our chat room. She says she's sorry to say Paula's from her state. I think Paul's going to have to move to a new state or a new country and change his name at this point.
He's going to have to go into the witness protection program because he's done been trolled.
It's more than trolled. He's just...
He pissed off the whole internet. The whole internet.
So, in case you were missing out on what was going on, this week, for some reason, you were busy working, you weren't paying attention. Didn't you tell them what happened?
All right, so Mr. Christoforo, because we know he's a genius, he could have run, you know, he could have been in Mensa. He's that smart. worked for the company, what was it? Something controllers. In control. There we go. He works for In Control. He was their PR person. Well, have you ever heard of that little website, Penny Arcade? No, never heard of it. Tiny little thing. Little bitty. Never heard of PAX? No, it's just what they get together. Just a couple of gamers get together. No biggie. Apparently, Mr. Christoforo has never heard of PAX. Doesn't know who runs PAX. And got into a pissing match with the guy who runs PAX. When they whipped it out and decided to measure whose peen was bigger, guess who won? Wasn't Mr. Christoforo. No. So pretty much he was like, I never heard of your site, and da-da-da-da-da, and your site's so small, and, you know, my 5-year-old son could have made a better website than your site. And, you know, Penny Arcade just such shittily put together and all this, and you're not the one who runs PAX. I talked to the person who runs PAX last year.
I know,
we were there.
I know them, he said.
He's like, I know them.
Really?
Yeah. And, oh, it was not good. Not good. Dave was all like, oh, yeah? Turns out, you know, you don't know shit. You can go ahead and cancel your tickets for PAX this year and for all future PAX events because your business will never, ever have a booth at PAX again.
Now, question becomes, or what we've been saying earlier in the week anyway was, first of all, Dave was the original, not Gabe is the one who owns PAX. His name is, real name is Mike. Am I saying his name right? It's Mike?
Yeah.
Because I never call him anything but Mike, but Gabe. Then you have Dave, who was a customer that, you know, actually started it all off. Why, oh, why?
I don't know. I'm going to go with that he was drunk or high or both.
I think.
Dropped on his head. I don't know.
I don't necessarily know that it – I'm trying to understand at what point did you think this was good customer service. Even if you've never taken any type of customer service training, it's called common courtesy. If someone spoke to you that way, you would want to hurt them. So why would you think it was okay to speak that way, especially when dealing with a business?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not making any sense to me. And how old is this person? Does anybody know how old Paul is? At all? His pictures, he looked like he was in his, you know, his mid-20s, the pictures that he did have up.
Really? I would have put him mid-30s. He's old enough to have a son and a wife.
Well, you can be 19 and have a son.
Well,
we all know.
His son and wife both have emails. So I'm going to put him mid-30s, late-30s.
I thought he said he had a newborn son. Isn't that what he said to Gabe? My newborn son, and I was stressed.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this new article over on Game Politics has, like, a whole shitload with information to go through.
Ooh, share. Do share.
All right, so apparently it wasn't – it was Paul and Dave who got into it originally. Dave had emailed Paul about some controllers that were supposed to have been shipped, like – prior to Christmas, they weren't there. Dave and Paul got into it. Or Dave and Paul. Is that right? Yeah, Dave and Paul got into it. Somehow, where is it? This point, the emails have been sent to Gabe and Tycho over at Penny Arcade. So Dave sent the emails, copied them over to Gabe and Tycho over at Penny Arcade. At the mention of PAX East, catches Gabe's Mike Kraholic's attention, and he decides to send an email to Dave. Says, holy shit, this is unbelievable, Dave. If this guy has the booth of PAX East, we will cancel it. Within the next few exchanges between Mike and Paul, basically Paul tells the founder of PAX that he can get a booth if he wants one at PAX East because he's well-connected in Boston and knows a lot of powerful people in the industry. He says, okay, Mike, whatever you say. Are you sure? Oh, good Lord, you're going to have to forgive me because this guy can't write at all. His English is terrible. Okay, Mike, whatever you say, LOL. Are you sure our not in Boston? I spoke to the person who ran the show in Boston last year. If you let some little kid influence you over a pre-order, then we don't want to be at your show. I'll be on the floor anyway, so come find me. I'm born and raised in Boston. I know the people who run the city inside and out. Watch the way you talk to people you never know, who they know. It's a small industry, and everyone knows everyone. Oh, hey, he uses my favorite word. He goes, all right, you're acting like a douchebag. Not that it matters. PAX East, PAX West, E3, CES, GamerCon, SSXW, Comic-Con, Germany. I'm all over the place. If we want to be there, we'll be there, and there's not much you can do about it. Yeah, after he realizes, finally, oh, God, he even stoops so low as to go with the whole gay innuendos. Oh, my God. Talking about, you know, if Dave's a customer, unless he's your boyfriend, then you should side with the company, not with the customer. Be careful. Really? Did you have to go that far, Paul?
Now, see, Sultry saying, he said, they're saying he's about 38 and his son's couple. That makes it even worse. That's the kind of behavior I expect from, ironically, the person they hired to take over his spot, which I believe, if we read correctly earlier, was a teenager, was a kid out of high school.
Yes.
And I did watch the tweets from the kid out of high school. I didn't know it was a high schooler yesterday when I was watching the Twitter feed, but the and I don't want to call him a little boy, I'm sorry, the young man is handling business just fine.
Uh-huh.
He's saying, well, you know, hopefully it'll blow over soon. We're receiving a lot of hate mail and hate tweets, but, you know, he's no longer associated with us. He kept, you know, saying that this is somebody else that's doing the tweets. This is me, and he's gone. So why is it that a 38-year-old man does not know better? And what's worse is you don't even know the industry that you're a part of. How could you not know the two of the biggest people in the industry? That's like not knowing who Bill Gates is. I don't know.
I don't know.
I expect maybe an 8-year-old doesn't know who Bill Gates is or who Gabe and Tycho is, but you're – yeah. Oh, okay, so the high school kid's an intern. Well, he was handling the tweeting yesterday, Sultry, and he was doing just fine. I don't know that they need to grab anybody else.
No.
He was
hey,
doing
Jay, what's up? But yeah, no, and this is just ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's sad that don't shoot me – that a child can do your job better than you can, and you're a grown damn man. What's wrong with you? You've got a kid. You've got a wife. You dropped the ball. I mean, yes, this is a small industry, and you will never work in it again because your ass is a troll.
Not just that, but in control, he's completely damaged their reputation. I don't even know that the damage control can be done now. Can they do anything else? Everybody's going to always associate him with them or them with this particular
incident. And apparently this is not the first incident of this. I've read, and I was looking for him earlier, I came across several other articles, mentions that this guy has treated other customers this exact same way and that they've let it go time and time again.
Well, wrong place, wrong time, Paul.
Yeah. You've got to remember there's always somebody bigger than you, always somebody with a louder voice, always a bigger bully. And that's exactly what he was trying to do. He was trying to bully them, and it didn't work.
Oh, gosh. Why?
I hope some of his connections, some of the powerful people he knows, will stick their neck out and, you know, help him find a job, because he does have a kid to support.
Not going to happen.
I don't know. I'm sure the local McDonald's is hiring.
Did you like fries with that? Let's practice together, Paul. Is that a large fry, Coke?
I
for in the sin, I think. And he said that it has not affected his business as of yet. No one else has left. Give him time to figure out what's going on and how badly your reputation is stained, and then they'll leave.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Everybody's just kind of waiting, kind of weighing. You know, is ship going down, or is just, you know, did we just lose some dead weight? You know, is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse?
Even his apology was kind of backhanded.
He wasn't sorry for what he did. He was sorry for someone bigger than him bringing him out about it. That's what was wrong. He wasn't sorry for being an asshole or a douchebag to the customer. He was sorry that Gabe from Penny Arcade, that Mike from PAX, were the same person, by the way, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
He was afraid, or he was upset because he found out and he got on his case about it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Chris, or what the fuck's his name?
Paul.
You're a douchebag, really.
Yeah, and see, what I find hilarious, you know, if he doesn't know who packed, or, you know, he didn't know who this, who ran Penny Arcade and didn't know Mike and all this fun stuff, but yet Mike was able to take all this information and turn it loose in the Penny Arcade forum, which then the wonderful children, yes, children, that's what I'm going to call you, from 4chan and some anonymous fun people got a hold of all this information, and before you know it, his Facebook is being harassed. His wife's information is all over the internet. His child's information is all over the internet. Anything and everything. If you have any skeletons in the closet, yeah, not so much anymore.
This is... I was thinking
this
all
is
the big,
power of the internet.
I'm thinking all of the big scandals are over. Okay, we got a few days left in the year. Let's all just coast and have a good time. Somebody has to end the year just fuck it all up for the rest of us. Well, he fucked it up for his family. I am concerned that in control, the good that they are doing, they started out making controllers for disabled gamers. I am concerned that he's probably damaged that, especially our friends over at Able Gamers. I should have called them and asked them to pop on. Didn't think about it till just now. Sorry, guys. You know, ask them how they feel about this. This is, you know, a big part of their business and support that they get is from companies like this. So you have damaged not just yourself, but a whole lot of people. It's just a bad ripple effect. Bad taste in the mouth. I can't believe somebody was this stupid. They're stupid and they're stupid. I'm going to tell you this way, people. Not that I'm saying you should be mean to your customers ever, but at least be smart enough not to put it in print where it could be traced.
Yes. If you're going to be an ass, do it in voice.
Not where it's recorded, because you know companies record the calls. I'm glad you're so much easier to criticize and you don't have to do the talking. You know, I said this earlier in the week when this story broke. I did customer service for a pornography department, a pornography company that did pornography. Or they did customer service for pornography. All you people that visit the web, all the websites mm-hmm. you visit and say you didn't do it, I knew you were lying when you did it. I could see your IP address and, you know, credit information. You did it. And I got some of the most vile and disgusting calls picking up the phone as a woman. And I never once, ever yelled at, talked down to, sent nasty email to any one of these people in 3 years of working at this company. You were on the phone with a customer, or sent an email, one email to one customer and a couple other emails to somebody else, and have destroyed your entire company. You have to always be thinking about wherever you're working. I don't care if you're sweeping floors at the local high school, that I have to do the best job because I could be out of a job. We're not in a good economy. It was just stupidity. What was going through your head? Was the testosterone too high for you that day? Did you have a few too many martinis at lunch? What was the deal that you needed to do this to someone? Did you have that little self-esteem you needed to belittle someone else? I don't understand. Blasher said he's talking about something. You know what? You can either talk or you stop typing. How about that? No. He's laughing.
Then we'll okay, reach
if
out there and
I can do, if I can do jobs with customer service, dealing with crazy people every day, because I got two jobs right now. I ain't lying.
That's right.
Jobs, and I deal with the most condescending, the rudest people in the world who literally treat me like I am the dirt beneath their fingernails. Less than that. If I can deal with them on a regular basis and still not lose my job and still not treat people like shit, especially somebody who's being polite to me and asking me a polite question, then I'm sure you can manage it. And it was an email, so it wasn't like a knee-jerk reaction. You had time to type this out. You had time to think about what you were saying. You had time to read it and figure out if you really wanted to send this. So obviously, since this wasn't a verbal communication, it wasn't word vomit, like I like to say. You meant to send this. You meant to write this shit. You meant to email this to a customer who was actually very polite to you and very businesslike and stating a concern. And I got to tell you, if I was in that customer's shoes, I probably wouldn't have been that polite. I'd have been bitching your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you obviously meant to do that. If it was not a verbal response, if you had time to think about it, you meant to do that. That was completely intended. That was premeditated douchebaggery right there.
Premeditated douchebaggery. That's awesome. I love to know.
Yep.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Awesome.
Okay, that one's going on a T-shirt. Ah, let me get my sticky notes out. Y'all come up with good ones during the shows. Premeditated douchebaggery.
That's hot. That's awesome.
Okay.
So can we talk about another douchebag?
Uh-oh.
There's
lots this week. Ooh, yes.
Wait. Which douchebag are you thinking about?
I thought you were talking about the pregnancy folks.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about them, too. All right, well, we'll go with them first. That's not the one I was thinking about, but yeah, we'll go with that. All right, so Konami, you're all a bunch of douchebags. Or maybe not all of you. If you don't have a vagina, apparently you're not. Or if you do have a vagina, apparently you're not a douchebag. Tokyo High Court punishes Konami for maternity leave discrimination. All right, so we all know about Konami, and we know that in other countries, women aren't as appreciated as they should be, aren't treated as equally and as fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Tokyo High Court has ruled in favor of an ex-Konami digital entertainment employee who sued the company for discriminating against her. I'm going to kill this name again. I killed it this morning, too. Yoko Sekiguchi alleged that Konami demoted her because she took 6 months of maternity leave in 2009 and slashed her salary by 200,000 yen. The demotion and pay cut happened when she returned from her maternity leave, she claimed. All right, so Sekiguchi took her maternity leave. In Japan, the law allows mothers to take up to 14 weeks of paid maternity leave at 60% salary and up to 1 year of unpaid maternity leave. When she came back to work, Konami was like, hey, welcome back. By the way, we've demoted you and slashed your pay because you've got a vagina.
Was that in the paperwork, Ginger?
Pretty much.
See, right here, sign right here under where it says vagina. Sign here and here.
Apparently she's not the first woman that they've done this to. She's just the first one to fight back.
I tell you where I'm shocked, and this will sound bad. Don't get me wrong. I love my country, but this sounds like something they would do here rather than
Walmart. Walmart.
Ugh.
Walmart. Do you know what my deal is? And like I said this morning, you're going to punish this woman for having the next generation of gamers. She could have the next designer of, like, the big game. She could have just pushed that baby out of her vagina, and he could be like...
I knew you were going to... I knew it was coming. I knew it.
He could be, like, some awesome video game designer, and you were totally punishing her for this. How do you plan on making a paycheck 20 years from now if, you know, women can't take time off to have babies? Unless you grow a vagina yourself and start sprouting them out. Decide.
Yes. Do I need to play the song?
What song?
I need to play the song.
Girl, we run this mother.
Hell yeah. Girl, we run this mother. So apparently Konami didn't hear that song. They weren't paying attention. I knew Blaster was gonna say something. Stop. No code. No code. No coding. No coding, and I'm going to have to paste this in the chat room.
Oh, my God. That is epic.
Okay.
See? Now that's what you need to put on right there.
That's what she needs to wear to work. That's a good coding right there. You forgot your closing statement, though, Blast. You forgot your closing statement. Oh, wait a minute. It's Java. What's the closing statement? You know what? We're not going to go into coding. Geek alert. That's too geeky. We'll talk about that later. Okay, I got to close up this ocean market.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as it doesn't have tentacles, Jay.
Oh, no. Men in Black for you.
Tentacle point. Oh, I saw the trailer for the new Men in Black. So awesome.
I do want to see it. It looks a little more serious. Anyway. Okay, here is the big one. Well, no, let me not do the big one. I'm going to save that one for a minute. Here's something I ran across on CNN this morning. We didn't get to tell you about this morning. You guys remember this whole big to-do about they didn't want online gambling legalized. It made its way into Second Life as well. You know, you can't have any legal gambling. You people are going to... Well, maybe you will be able to now.
What?
Yeah.
No. Oh, God. This is not good.
You knew this was coming because our congressmen don't quite understand the internet yet. They just wanted to make sure they had control of it when it happened is all it was. It's not that they were worried about your welfare. Of course they weren't, Arnold. But the decision was written. Hey, we all know Arnold Schwarzenegger is all kinds of wrong. You violent video game people. You're horrible. Oh, by the way, we're not going to make a violent movie.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to share this. I've been waiting for my phone to ring during the show so I can share my ringtone from Metal Gear Solid. Y'all hear that? My Metal
she
Gear.
Called herself.
No,
oh,
I
no,
didn't.
She did.
But I did
totally
send somebody,
herself.
No, but I did send somebody to voicemail. Sorry, whoever that was. Okay, so anyway, we know Arnold's wrong. Yeah, bad.
he's been pictured with his wife again. I'm all like, really? Really? You're a Kennedy. What's wrong with you, woman? You could have any man in the world, and you're with Arnold?
Here's what I say. I say that we go to Arnold's house or, you know, his offices. We're going to protest. We're going to hold up. We do not want any violent movies. The Expendables is violent. We're protesting this movie for the sake of the children, Arnold.
I like this idea. I fully support this idea.
And we should dress up as video game characters.
Ooh.
When we go.
Get our cosplay on.
Yes, get our cosplay on. We should go down with the cosplay. That's right.
That's awesome. I found a store today that advertised cosplay inside Second Life. And then I got there and I was like, wait a minute, that's not cosplay.
That's naked play.
Pretty much.
So, quickly, this story, I'm just keeping y'all abreast because this is going to be the next fight. We've been picking them all year. We've been dead on every time. Mm-hmm. But the United States Department of Justice has given the online gaming community a big present, and it's going to be gambling and the law. It's going to be called the Wire Act. It's going to be limited to betting on sporting events and races.
Really?
Hmm.
What if I want to bet on, like, I don't know.
There are prohibitions on interstate lotteries, but the Powerball and the other multi-state lotteries, obviously there's a way to get around that. Poker is not a lottery under federal law, so maybe. They haven't quite figured it out. The DOJ is enforcing the ban on online poker so far. But something called Full Tilt Poker. Remember, we got a press release about that. The Full Tilt Poker, I think, is okay. I was wondering why they were sending us that. And now, you know, guys, we try to get you all the news. We don't cover everything. But now I know why they were sending that. And it's part of gaming news. I'm like, we're not that kind of gaming site. But that, you know, that tells me it's going to be a lot more little casinos and stuff opening up in Second Life again is what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
It's going to happen. There was a way to get around
if you know where to look.
But there's a way to get around it. If you don't directly trade the money, it's all about it in reading your legal agreements. If you don't directly trade the money and you use the Lindens, and then it makes it different somehow. I forgot it, the little loophole, but there was one.
I don't know.
Ooh, did you just yawn all in my ear?
I'm sorry. I might have yawned. Yeah. Jay, you and I, we're going to have a discussion. We're going to have to break up, Jay.
No.
Separate and go our separate ways. I'm sorry, Jay. It's not going to work out. He loves The Predator and Commando and Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer. And, yeah. I'm sorry. Anything with Schwarzenegger in it? No. Makes my girly wood just disappear.
I did enjoy me some Conan only because he was naked. a lot of the time, and he looked good back then. And as y'all all know, I do love the Terminator storyline because, you know, I interconnected with The Matrix and all of them. I connect them all together. I can use both those movies to show you how, if it's not a zombie apocalypse, it's going to be Skynet apocalypse is what's going to happen. So as we were discussing this morning, be prepared for both contingencies.
Oh, my God, yes, yes, yes. We were going to talk about that tonight, too.
Were we?
Anonymous.
I was getting there. And they're going to be the ones to start it. So
you want to go for that? You go for that.
Okay, so in case you didn't know, Anonymous this week hacked somebody Christmas Day while they were... Yeah, Stratfor is a... They're a statistics company, think tank, whatever.
I think. Well, yeah, they're a think tank of some sort. All right, no, go ahead.
Well, yeah, so they broadcasted credit cards and all kinds of stuff, and we're really tired of talking about you, Anonymous, and things that you do. And as always, you're welcome to call in again like you did before and tell us blah, blah, blah. Okay. Oh, by the way, Running Man is a Stephen King movie. It was done horribly. Okay. Had to throw that in.
All right. Well, this whole deal, and the thing that I mentioned to Corey off air this morning, before we talked about this, and something I don't know if everybody's thinking about, but it's something that crossed my mind. How hard would it be for these terrorist organizations to infiltrate Anonymous? Anonymous has no set leadership. It's pretty much the largest voice with the biggest reputation is the one who they follow, more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how hard would it be to build up your reputation within Anonymous, within these forums, 4chan and their little secret wannabe forums and everything, to get your voice heard? How hard would it be for different countries, even our own, because, you know, we're pretty evil, to use Anonymous to our own, I wouldn't say, yeah, benefit, to use Anonymous and their little troll power for our own use, for our own purposes? And is it already being done? You know, if they're targeting U.S. companies, they're stealing credit card information, especially stealing credit card information of military men and women.
Yes, that's the ironic thing. And Syria, they also went after the Syria's defense ministry. It could be they already are. They're not American. Maybe they are. From
Syria. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those Anonymous, look what you've started. Is there anything in place that y'all are using to keep something like this from happening? Because from what I see, y'all already have a lot of inner fighting going on. You don't even know who the people are you're following. Because, I mean, you came on our show yourself, supposedly, and said, you know, there is no leadership. There is no one Anonymous, da-da-da-da-da. All right, great. So you're just following the loudest voice. How are y'all going to prevent something like this from happening? And if you are naive enough to think that this can happen... Well, then.
Well, see, that's why McAfee, one of the things we were talking about this morning, McAfee, yes, those antivirus people are predicting that this will probably be the last year you see Anonymous because they have no leadership. You cannot have a group and have no leader.
No, they're going to break into several smaller groups that all have their own goals.
Yeah, now one of the guys, that when they called in, if it was them, was saying, oh, we're like a Hydra. You cut off the head and there's more heads. But even a Hydra has a body somewhere. It still has a leader, you know, where the heads are coming from. They're just not heads roaming around attached somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have some type of leadership. Also, there's no rhyme or reason to what they do. They're either doing something extremely good, like taking down a child pornography ring,
mm-hmm.
or something amazingly stupid, like stealing a credit card numbers from the military and broadcasting them on the Internet. Now, what we were saying this morning is not that we want you to do anything, but if I had those kind of skills and talent and I had decided to work outside the law, I definitely wouldn't be taking money from people who don't have it to be taken from.
So, yes, exactly.
Why are you not going after the Donald Trumps, the Angelina Jolie's? Yeah, why are you not going after them? They have it. It's not even going to hurt them. Hell, it'll be years before they notice you took it. Kim Kardashian's not going to notice if you took $1 million from her account. She'll think she bought some earrings or something. Who knows?
Yes, exactly.
So their goal was, when they took this money, was to, say, give it to charity. But again, you took from people who didn't have it for you to take from them. They were the charity. They needed you to give them the money. So I am not understanding the rhyme or reason to them, other than either all of you are five and you have no grasp of who needs and who doesn't need, or you're just like we're saying, you're a bunch of people who we say we're a part of Anonymous, but really we're not. We just do this because it's funny. In case you didn't know, LulzSec is already disbanded after the whole PSN fiasco, PSNocalypse as we named it. So they're predicting this year we may not see any more Anonymous. Also, they were saying we're probably going to see the government get more, what is it they call it, governmental displays of cyber strength is what they're calling it. Yes, I told y'all that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a computer apocalypse. If the zombies don't come, this is what's going to be the backup.
Yeah,
if the zombies don't get it.
And that's the other thing that pisses me off, Anonymous. And I'm totally calling you fucking little trolls out. Seriously, get out of mom's basement. Apparently, they are threatening people who call them out.
Mm-hmm.
Say you talk about them, call them out for your information being posted. They'll target you. At least that's what Stratford is warning us. And it's kind of those, really, you want my information? Go ahead. I work for Gaines. So, really.
Well, now, here was the point I wanted to make this morning. We didn't have enough time. Anonymous, a lot of Anonymous is considering themselves some type of protesters, and they're comparing themselves to the people in the 60s and that came before them. You know, we're the new type of protester. We're railing against the injustices. The big difference between you and them is they showed their face, and they were not afraid to go to jail for whatever cause they believed in.
Yes, exactly. You guys are hiding behind a moniker.
Yeah.
And the other deal is they mentioned that, you know, some of these Anonymous people might actually come forward and protest in person. They can't. The
no.
things that they've done, they are wanted fugitives, more or less, here in the U.S. If they show their face, if they make a public appearance, they will be going to jail for a long time, a very long time.
And if you were that hardcore about what you believe and you loved it and you think you're doing absolutely right, you would step out and show your face anyway. I will
yes.
gladly go to jail because I am, as they used to say in the 70s, down for the cause. I'm down for it. I believe it. Yes, we didn't do anything wrong. Everything we did was for the greater good. But you know you didn't do.
You know, I think they started out with a good idea. I think they started out with very good intentions. I think the nature of the internet and the nature of their organization is too easily manipulated by trolls. The internet is for porn and trolls. We know this. This is this is the undeniable law.
Which ones
of the internet.
Are we?
porn. But
really?
I do like some trolls. I'm not.
You are a troll, Junior.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never fuck you, Anonymous.
oh my god. Put that in there. Continue, ma'am.
But no, and that's the deal. Anonymous even taunted over Twitter, not so private, not so secret anymore, promising that the attack on Stratford was just the beginning of a Christmas-inspired assault on a long list of targets. So far, they're the only ones we've heard about. If they've targeted anybody else, I've not heard anything about it. So, Anonymous, how'd that blackout of Facebook go?
Yeah. Scheduled for what date, November 5th?
Mm-hmm. I was there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was posting that day on Facebook. Yeah.
Waiting.
I don't know. You know what? It was amusing when y'all were going after Church of Scientology. Because,
yeah.
That was just amusing. It was, I cheered you on when you broke up the porn ring, the child porn ring. That was epic. That was great.
I was very proud of them that day. I wanted to, you know, if I could have found one of them, I would have gave them a big hug. That's a good thing that you did. And that's one of the things also we mentioned this morning is the community. Okay, first you attacked the gamer community because we're not even claiming you anymore. You took away our PlayStation Network. Not that I'm a PlayStation girl fan, but if I was, oh, my God.
I hurt for my other gamer brothers and sisters.
Yes, they couldn't play. Yes, so so we're no longer claiming you. Then you did something really good, which made us say, okay, well, maybe we'll let you back into the fold. But even if you did show your face and you got arrested, you have no support system from the community you claim to be helping out so much because you do horrible things. Horrible. Again, we need to stress
unforgivable things.
Military people do not have a lot of money. They don't.
No, and that's the one thing I keep trying to pound into people's heads because I grew up in a military town. I'm within a military family. And they're like, oh, you know what? The military's rich. They get this, 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 and this. If you ever looked at an LES of most of these basic troops, you know, one or two stripers, they are working for barely over poverty.
That was my mom. Barely over poverty, people.
Yeah.
They don't get paid a lot of money at all. I think
no.
People, even sometimes in certain situations, people at McDonald's get paid more than our military workers. And they still go and risk their lives. That's why you should tell them thank you, because for the amount of money they're getting paid and they're going over to risk their life, yeah, they're owed a big debt of gratitude. And
mm-hmm.
least of all, have someone from their own country decide to post their credit card information on the internet or take money out of their account. No,
there are better targets. You want to go after people? Go after some of these corrupt people within our government. I mean, hell, you've got a Wienerstein or whatever his name was that was, you know, flashing his penis all over the internet. And you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a hypocrite asshole who should not have been in office. You've got, just, oh, God, we've got a whole list of people.
Our Snow is talking in the chat room. He says, it's a bunch of – Snow, you are there, aren't you? So it's a bunch of irresponsible children hiding behind the name of a group that had good intentions and are using that for nefarious purposes. And why Horace came in and started preaching, boom, shakalaka, that the congregation say amen, I guess. I just want to get a hold of – I'm doing the neck-wringing motion. They need some of that. Apparently,
Mama should have slapped them. That is swallowed. One of the two.
Your mama didn't believe in spanking. Or none of you had Southern
mamas.
None of you had Southern mamas, because if your mama was from the South, you would have had a switch on your ass already.
No shit. But what irritates me the most is that they're so talented. They've got so much talent, and they're wasting it. They could actually do things, and they could actually change things for the better. They have the voice. They have the backing for it. They could do great things, and they choose not to. Instead, they choose to waste that potential. And that hurts me.
If you think of all the things that have happened this year, terrible, terrible things that they could have probably stepped in and taken control of or helped out. Hell, some of our congressmen or people running for president or people speaking, you know, that have been outed, why weren't you the ones to out them? You actually have the means to do so.
Yes, 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 yes.
Please get rid of Rick Perry for us. Thank you.
Oh, God, please, thank you.
We don't want him.
it's irritating because we've seen so, especially this year, we've seen gamers do such great things. We've seen them unravel the, what was it, the code for AIDS, was it? Or was it cancer?
Yes, cancer. Or was it AIDS?
We've seen
something wonderful.
We've seen a 17-year-old girl design a nanobot to cure cancer.
Yes. And none of that was done by anybody from Anonymous, because you were wanting to take down the PSN network. That was your big goal. And say, we're doing it for the good of the gamer. I'm going to ask you again. Let's go back again logically, because apparently you weren't listening the first time. How is it logical? How are you doing it for my own good when I spent my $20 and all I want to do is watch Hulu, or I feel like playing my Infamous or playing my Call of Duty with my friends, and you have now stopped me? How is it for my own good?
Mm-hmm.
I lost money and my time. I go to work, now I'm angry, I'm going to shoot up the office because I can't kill the virtual people. See how this ripples?
Yeah, we've got the whole SOPA thing going on
right now,
where they're pretty much wanting to lock down the internet, wanting to take away our rights, and you guys over here fucking around. Could y'all please, for the love of Bob's holy noodliness, find the people behind this, out them, find all the skeletons in their closet, shut them up.
That would be, you know, I find this funny from GoDaddy. I think GoDaddy is quickly...
GoDaddy is becoming No Daddy.
I think at one point they pretty much are the most well-known, you know, internet company next to, what's the other one, VeriSign? VeriSign mm-hmm. doesn't really do a whole lot of ads, but GoDaddy, if somebody wants to buy a website, that's the first thing that they think of now. So
I blame all the Super Bowl ads.
Yeah, with the half-naked chick, Danica.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding their motives behind locking down the internet. Doesn't that mean you get locked down too? You can't.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me? How does?
I mean, because especially places like who is it? Who has it? Techland. So mm-hmm. Techland had it today. Can't find it now. Oh, well, maybe it was Game Politics or Techland, had a thing up this morning, an article talking about the IP addresses coming out of Capitol Hill that were downloading illegal movies, books, music, everything.
That
and this is from a legal software that's tracking this. You guys.
And why didn't Anonymous do that? Why didn't you go as soon as they started saying that? Again, that would have been something you could have done. Say, oh, really? By the way, what are you guys looking at? And they could have very well sent out a message on Twitter. We'd like to call out these people. Blah, blah, blah. This is what you were looking at. Then you name names. Then you point and say, mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you were looking at porn in your office illegally at approximately 3:53 p.m. Tuesday. When you were supposed to be at a meeting talking about homeless
kids.
Exactly. Your talent to do.
We've got this whole RIAA thing that's just ridiculous and retarded. I hate that word. I hate that word, but it is. And
that is because they're hoping, our government is hoping that we don't understand what it is they're trying to do. One, two, the people that we have that are
trying to take away my porn. I don't like this.
And the people that are our proposed heroes, Anonymous, don't know how to be heroes. Superman didn't go around and beat up the people and then say, I'm going to save you. Because that's pretty much what you do every time. I'm going to beat you to death, and then I'm going to say, this is for your own good. And then I'll try to help you. No. There's some good stuff going on that we did not get to this morning in the news. Ooh.
Yeah, I just saw a story pop up just now about Bethesda and Interplay. Did you see that?
I'm looking at somebody that's trying to grab some $220 million in IPOs from Facebook.
Oh, wait. Are we going to say this for tomorrow? Are we going to talk about this now?
We got a few minutes. We can get into this now.
All right.
See.
You tell us. You tell us. What's going on?
Okay. Some Wall Street bankers. Well, okay, wait. Let me back it up.
Yeah,
I have to clear my throat when it's juicy. Okay, well, actually, Facebook is not public yet. They're supposed to file their papers to become public early next year, which is in a couple of weeks or in a week, a few days, actually. They're supposed to raise $10 billion in the process. And there's some bankers that are saying, specifically rival banks, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, you all know who these are, even if you can't afford to put your money in them, are looking to buy some of Facebook. They're only offering up $220 million in IPO in the first place. So some people are looking to get a share, and I think I'm going to buy me. I just need one share. I just need to ride it out for a day. Because you know it's going to be expensive, and it's going to double in like a few hours. I'm just going to sit and wait.
That is crazy.
Now, they're saying they could be penalized from Zynga's lackluster public offering. Zynga.
Zynga's going to ruin it for everybody.
They've ruined it for themselves. What is their stock? Anybody know what their stock is trading at now?
I don't know.
It's like $5 or something.
I don't know. I'm sure they're probably paying people to take it now. Never mind. I was going to say, I don't understand what they're selling, but hey.
On one hand, yay, but as we've been watching a lot of what's going on this week, Google has actually decided to step up.
Mm-hmm.
With their whole Google Plus, they're doing more ads. I just saw one before we did the show when I was checking our page, and there was an ad for Google Plus on our page. So stepping up. Yeah, they're stepping up to do something. And I think Facebook is – it may not be next year, and it may be a year or two from now, but Facebook is not going to be able to hold that we're the best and only social network in the world spot for much longer. Sorry. I'm just saying, y'all could be mad at me. I'm gonna point to the MySpace.
MySpace. I kind of miss a couple of the little features of MySpace.
You might miss it, but the point is that
it's not. Yeah,
it's gonna go bye bye. Facebook is gonna go bye bye.
Yeah, Facebook is. I try not to use it if I can help it.
Now Sultry's saying that Facebook will give them a run. They are. They're holding strong. You know, apparently Google Plus doesn't even have half of the numbers that they have, but they're gaining on them quickly. And I think the marketing campaign is helping a lot. The fact that Verizon's new phone is actually coming out not with advertising a Facebook app, but a Google Plus one. And not only that, they went into detail as to how you can use your phone with the features on Google Plus already. And it's a Droid.
Speaking of that app, we noticed if you put it on the Xperia Play, you cannot turn that bitch off once you install it.
Which one? The Google Plus?
Uh-huh. It'll turn your... Yeah, yeah. Once you install it, you cannot uninstall it. Something about the code.
You know,
inside of it.
She said, I don't think everyone's reluctant to leave Facebook. I think people, it's the same way with MySpace. People got comfortable. Once their key people leave, I think they'll be more than happy. I mean, they already have a Google Plus. Most of them don't even know they have it.
Yeah.
It's just one day they're going to be checking in their Gmail and go, oh, there's that Google Plus thing. All I
got
to do is this. And then
half
click.
A dozen Google Pluses.
Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, is that all I had to do to join? Remember, if you have a Gmail account, all you have to do is click a button and you already got Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of the sign-up process you have to go through for Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg land.
I thought it was hilarious that the Microsoft Social, you sign in through Facebook.
Yeah, and that's another one that Facebook has probably got to watch out for.
I don't think Microsoft won't be able to do it right at all.
They won't.
You know, the colors will be all washed out, and they'll tell everybody, oh, you know, we'll fix that in another patch.
Wait a minute, what was that happened in this week?
That was Xbox Live.
Oh, the new update. Ugh.
Yeah.
Does anybody like that dashboard? My video doesn't work, Microsoft. I finally got my Columbiana to work, but I'm not happy.
I was going to turn on the Xbox last night for something. I don't remember. I was doing something. I didn't get around to it, though. I was going to check it out.
I think the timeline is going to help Google Plus a lot. I hate that timeline business on Facebook. I cannot stand
it. Yes, a friend of mine already has that up, and I'm like, take that bullshit down. I don't care. I don't want to see your stuff.
I don't like the way it looks. It looks crazy. It looks like...
I want a Google Plus mixed with MySpace. I liked being able to decorate my own page, make my own layout, my own background. It was so pretty.
Horses is in. We're talking about two different things here at the same time. Here's the thing. We were talking about this early this week. The thing I love about Google Plus, I do like the Hangout thing. I haven't had a chance to use it. Hopefully I get a chance to use it with these knuckleheads around here. But... I like the fact that you can put your little group of people together and then talk to them, and them only, and nobody else is all up in your business. Because I'm going to tell you, Ness, it irritates me more sometimes when I'm talking to one person and 12 other people that I don't even know chime in because they saw it in somebody else's feed. That irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
I was not even talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Why are you in my conference?
What the hell are you talking to me?
Or you'll get somebody that saw you in somebody else's feed. See
your way out.
Or like a what was it? We were all playing Wedding Street or whatever that was real heavily. I had random people because they saw me from yours or from Snow's or from somebody else's feed and say, hey, can you send me an invite? No, I don't even know you. not that we need to know you, but it's like it's not like you found Gamer Girls Radio.
Yes,
you
that
just
pisses me off. You know, what if I want to be fucking off? I don't want my people seeing that. You know, I'm sitting there playing Pub Life or this that, and the other and.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right up there in the corner.
Leave me alone.
Start playing. God damn it, I just told
you
I was sick and going to bed.
You have no privacy. Yes. Because y'all know I'd be looking at y'all crazy. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I'd be like, why is that bitch on Facebook? Didn't she tell me she was going to sleep?
I leave Facebook logged in half the time. I leave Skype logged
in
all the time.
Well, you see, that would work, except for as soon as you open up something, Corey is playing. Damn. Damn.
Yes. Oh, that pisses me off.
I tell my cousin, girl, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Corey is playing Cityville. You were going to bed. Damn.
I am in bed. I'm playing it on my phone.
Oh, girl, that wasn't me. That was somebody else. There's nobody else.
Somebody hacked my account and decided to play my farm for me.
It was Kit Natrix. She decided she wanted to. Yeah. No. Now, back to my Xbox update. Harris, I know you're happy about your MP4s, but I could not watch Columbiana. I'm just saying, that irritated me. I was pissed the hell off that I could not get it to work. And the other thing is new. It used to be, it logged me out, and then it said it needed an update for me to be able to play the video.
Uh-huh.
So I logged back in, and there was no update. Nothing happened. It just allowed my video to play. So it looks like they've introduced some kind of weird DRM thing. Where you have to be connected to Xbox. This is my movie on my home network.
Wow.
Mhm.
I think Horace is taunting you.
You know, Horace, you know what's funny? I was in the grocery store earlier and I saw a guy that looked just like Horace. I almost threw some fruit at him. And
that
then,
would have been hilarious.
Yeah, and then I said, oh, that's not Horace. But I did. I picked up this rotten apple and I was just going to lob it. And then I said, oh, that's not Horace. I'm sorry, dude. It's okay. I was going to throw this at you, but you're not who I thought you were. Yes, so I am not happy. The new update, but
I don't play Xbox enough to even really bitch about it too much.
I do, and I thought it was just me because I don't know what I was thinking. I said maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm tired or something. I didn't notice that the colors were washed. Well, I noticed, but again, thought it was me until somebody said something, which we were telling you about earlier in the week. I'm laughing at Sultry in the room. There's no need for us to always be on stop messing with my up downstream speech. Girl, look here. This is, again, I stress, my own movie on my own home network. I should not have any problems streaming it. And it kind of did that before a couple years ago when Hurricane Ike came, and how I got around it was just putting the movie on a jump drive and putting it directly in there. And then, but after a while, I think it was just the cable was down because nothing was kind of working the way it was supposed to, you know, in the house because I kept the electricity. So, but now it literally is, if you are not logged in, even when they updated, remember I told you that night, I couldn't play Skyrim. You want to see an angry sister.
Yes, keep us from playing our games. That'll piss us off in a heartbeat.
I can't, what? I'm sorry. This is unavailable now. I can't fucking play my Skyrim. I just got, oh, my head's hurting.
Yes. They're definitely a lot of pissed off gamers. If you take our games away from us, Anonymous.
See? Anonymous.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about the idiot in Japan? No, China. China with the $16,000 virtual sword.
That's for another show. Oh, yeah, we were supposed to talk about people. Yeah, we would say that for a different show.
Yeah.
Maybe next week during our sex all week, because some of you are buying some other stuff sexual-wise you shouldn't be buying. So you guys don't forget, next week is sex all week.
Sex all week. Yeah, baby. I'll bring the whipped cream.
No, ma'am.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary. You ain't got a prayer. You owe me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh, no. You didn't pay me what you owe.
Try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass.
Oh no, you didn't.
Such humiliation will bring annihilation at last.
Oh no, you didn't.
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow.
Oh no, you didn't.
There's no second chances, you will do the dance of sorrow.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
What a fool. Alright, come on.
Oh no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy, keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal, I put out the call, and when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be-